Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new Slashtober special. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
Dan's hat sucks.
Shut up, Todd. Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, guys?
So, Kruger, explain to the listeners our Slashtober concept.
So if you haven't checked out our first episode, we compiled a list of slashers. We're going to review and rate them first. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to decide if we're going to add a slasher on. And we're also going to remove a slasher from the list we already compiled. So make sure you watch the first episode before you watch this one.
Absolutely.
And I have the stats, what we've done so far and what's been eliminated. So far, surviving the first round, we have Nightmare, The Last Horror Film, Dude Bro Massacre 3. So those are our three surviving that are going to be in play tonight. And eliminated was Fade to Black. So
now available on Shudder.
Yeah. Yes. And not that we didn't like it. That one was just more of, was it, you know, it was a little bit less of a slasher, yeah, I think, was where we landed.
Yeah, we were split.
Yeah, well what we did was we were like, all right, who would win? So, you know, fucking Motherface or what was his name? Eric?
Yeah, exactly. So on that note, yeah.
No disrespect, sometimes that, Eric. But.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes that's going to come into play. Like, well, is it really a slasher? So we'll see what happens tonight with our first one. And I'm interested to talk about this one. So.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll get right into it. Our first film is, of course, a slasher film from 1986, and director William Frewitt, and it is Killer Party. Three sorority pledges are tasked with ensuring that the gals of Sigma Alpha Pi throw a killer party at an abandoned fraternity house. Unfortunately, a vengeful spirit decides to take the killer epithet seriously. All right. So anybody have any history with this one? It's not like super well known, but I know a lot of people think highly of it. So anybody want to go first? Remembers it well?
I mean, I grew up with it. There's no like big story. I mean, it had a cool cover. I picked it up and
okay.
There we go. does it hold up is the big question.
Absolutely. Kruger, was this a first time watch for you?
Yeah, it was a first time watch, and I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't the biggest fan. I think this probably was like a cool first time watch back in the day, but I don't think it held up well for me. I was kind of going in expecting a slasher, and there's a twist we get that I didn't really care for. And just like one thing that caught me off guard was right off the bat, we had a movie within a movie within a music video within a movie. So that threw me off like and got me confused as hell. But there was a lot of stuff that is redeemable about this one. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to shit on it completely because there was some dialogue that was pretty hilarious. Talk of a big fat cucumber was pretty fucking funny. I laughed out loud at that. But there was a couple of things like when we were like in the POV shots of the killer, we just kept looking at his feet and like kept like itching weird, and I don't know, it didn't look good. Like I would have preferred like we would have got like a different shot, and then but I mean I guess that's kind of explained why it was that way at the end. But overall, you know, it's not the worst, but definitely wasn't my cup of tea.
Okay. Pugs, what did you think?
This was also a first time for me, so when Woody Brown popped up I got really excited. For those of you who don't know, he is a big contributor to one of my favorite movies, The Accused. Check it out. this one, I'm with Kruger here. I was a little disappointed. I was going in expecting something else. Then we get that weird music video movie opening, which I like the song. Those guys look weird, though. Three times. yeah, I didn't really care for the twist or the... what ended up happening. I was having fun the entire time until then, but also it's like weird it being set around April Fools, or maybe that's just the theme of the party. I don't fucking know. That was a little bit confusing for me. It was fun, but not super great.
Mm-hmm. This one actually came out around the same time, or yeah, I believe the same year as April Fool's Day. So I think there was maybe a potential title change, you know, to avoid confusion.
Why do they have a costume party for April?
I don't know if it was like altered, because I think they were like in production, and you know, of course, you're aware of that. But yeah, it's. I'm a little surprised. I actually thought you guys would have more.
We don't hate it.
One, but well, yeah, I didn't say you hated it. But Todd, let's see what Todd thinks.
I was just wondering if he was going to forget me or not.
It's always intentional when I do. But
I know. You'll forget me by the next one. I was excited to rewatch because I haven't watched it in a long time. I forgot about the twist. I too am in the camp of I would have not liked the twist to have happened. It changed it a bit. But I do love the opening. It's like, what the fuck am I watching? And then when you actually start going, I enjoy it. Even with the twist that doesn't make, I still enjoy watching it and I still have a good time. I just wish it was more straightforward, I guess is probably the best way till we get to spoilers.
Okay. I think I like this one more than all of you, actually. First off, it's not a gory slasher flick. There's a lot of off-screen stuff. You know, this one's more of a light, funny.
A lot of prank kills, too.
Yeah, a lot of prank kills, and some of them are fun kills. They're just not really shown. Like you said, the batshit opening movie within a music video. It's kind of, I don't know, like, slasher Inception there at the beginning.
I did want that popcorn. It's Scream 4.
But it has that sense of fun. It's just, it's a good watch if you just want a fun 80s and unique, quite frankly. Like I said, I didn't mind the twist personally. I was fine with it. I thought all the actors were fun. You know, there's some skin in this one, which is always nice. And Paul Bartel. I mean, come on, anything he's in is worth watching. So yeah,
doesn't mean it's going to be good though, Dan. He's in a lot of bad stuff too.
But his roles always stand out.
I'm not going to argue that, but doesn't mean he's going to be in a good movie.
Not necessarily, but yeah. I love Paul. Eating Raoul. Go watch that for a great Paul Bartel film. So yeah, if you're a gore hound, this one's probably not going to excite you too much. But I do think this one's
underrated. Well, one of the things I wanted to say, too, was, a lot of the, like we were talking about before, there was a lot of, pranks and stuff. So, most of the killers happened towards the end of the movie. And I felt like if maybe a couple more of real killers were sprinkled towards the middle, it would have kept my attention more, because I kind of was checked out by the time we got to the final act. And then when it hit the twist, I was just like, oh, well, I was hoping for this to, you know, be a slasher that picked up and it turned into something that was completely different.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I think if you haven't seen it though, it is a fun Halloween watch, and I mentioned April Fool's Day. I actually prefer this one quite a bit.
I was just going to say, Dan would have liked April Fool's Day if it had the same twist.
Yeah, there you go. That would have been fun. So, yeah, if you haven't seen this one, check it out. I hope to get a Blu-ray at some point, but it is available, I believe, still on DVD through the Warner Archive Collection, so you can get it.
Which is the only reason this isn't on our upcoming show series, Analog Nightmares, because it did get a DVD release barely from Warner Archive.
Yeah. So it's out there. You can see it. And I think a lot of people will really dig this one. So
do we want to rate it and then decide if it's staying or going or who's leaving? Okay. So, right. Dan, what do you rate it?
I'm at 3.5. I like this one quite a bit. It's a lot of fun.
I'm actually exactly on par with you. I'm a 3.5 also. So I don't want you to get confused that I didn't like it, Dan. I still like it a lot. It's just for the show, it yeah. didn't. All right.
3.
I'm a 2.5.
Okay. All right. So that might make this easy. Okay. So it's time to eliminate one. Okay. Do we want
any
to
eliminate spoilers first or?
Oh no, we'll eliminate one, then go to spoilers so people can tune out if they don't want to get the movie spoiled after. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So up for elimination is Nightmare, Last Horror Film, Dude Bro Massacre 3, or Killer Party. Dan, which goes?
Well, I know two that are not going. It's a battle. I'm gonna go with Dude Bro Party Massacre 3 to go.
Okay. That's one. Okay, me, it's simple because that ending turns it from a slasher film, so I gotta get rid of Killer Party.
Okay.
Pugs?
I was gonna say the same thing. The list is fine as it is right now.
Okay.
Goodbye, Killer Party.
All right. Unfortunately, Killer Party has been eliminated, but again, I still think it's worth watching. But all right, that's it. Do we want to get some spoilers? Everyone else, if you don't want to find this and seek it out, you can stick around for spoilers. But if not, this is your spoiler warning, and get the hell out of here. All right, see you next time.
There you go.
All right, Dan.
I'm gonna just say this real quick. The fucking part with the egg and the sorority shit, I almost puked all over the fucking place. That caught me off guard. It was fucking disgusting and shit. And just proved my point that sororities are fucking nasty bitches. But
all right. So yeah, I had a lot of fun. I thought what made it unique was that opening. And it's just that sense of fun that this film had for me that I'll be honest, I don't know why April Fool's Day never did it for me. I think
why is this a spoiler, Dan? This could have been in the main body of the show.
Well, yeah, but I like the possession. I was getting there, Todd. I like the possession twist. I had no issues with that because I think this
film, I don't know, though, she didn't look cool. Like it did the, I didn't like the makeup design on the like the possessed girl.
It was like, a little underwhelmed.
Yeah, she didn't go like full demon, I guess, is a little more basic, but I didn't have any issues with it.
It was still a little too lighthearted for it to have that type of spin for me. Like, she didn't get dark enough.
I did laugh when the sorority mother got killed, though. Like, when she got her ass beat by the paddle, and then the corpse we saw later on of her looked really good.
Some of the hazing that the guys did to it, just I don't know, it almost felt like a sex comedy for a small minute, and I kind of like that this one's all over the map. It works for it.
Like I said earlier, I do enjoy this one. I forgot about the twist, but I still had fun with it. It just, for me, for the slasher show, it had to go.
Okay, that makes sense. All right,
same reason. Same reason. Well, no, similar reason why Fade to Black disappeared. We all seem to enjoy that one too. Just
a little less for me, but yeah.
Motherface is more iconic. What's a slasher about? The slasher.
Yeah. All right. So, do we have anything else spoiler before we head out on this one? Short and sweet.
Nope. Short and sweet on this one. I think I don't think I have anything.
Okay.
Else.
Well, right. Good night.
Good night, guys.
So confused.